It's going to be a busy month in the month of May, and that's also the same at Lane Community College. We have a couple guests joining me now, David Ripley and Bill Durst. They're looking at healthcare and how healthy is healthcare. So welcome. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Same here.
So you got some continuing education programs that have people come in and find out exactly how things are going and how the healthcare system works for them and how it can better work for them.
Well, yeah, this program in May, the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th, three sessions, basically we're wanting to present, first of all, and this would be session one, of course, first of all, looking at legislation that's been recently passed and is perhaps going to be passed in the near future, and explore the impacts of that on both providers and users. And this is sort of a macro, if you will, presentation or session. In the second session, we move on to having a panel of both providers and a customer advocate, consumer advocate, to talk about, drill down a bit and talk about very specific aspects of the impact of this legislation. What does it mean to providers? What things do they have to do now that they did not have to do before? And as far as consumers or users of healthcare, what sort of direct impacts does that legislation have? And indirect impacts because of what changes the providers may have to make. And then the final session will expand on those issues and move into long-term care and the impact that legislation may have on that and things of that nature.
Now, with the way the changes have been made, for me, it's been really confusing as to what is really happening and what is really going on. So you guys will kind of try to clear some of that up? Because it's really, I don't know what the current legislation is now.
Exactly. We're hoping there'll be a lot of questions asked. We're leaking special provisions through field questions from the audience, people who do participate. And we want to do this also with a local focus. What does it mean for people in Florence? You know, because we're going to have Peace Health representatives.
Right.
And so there's a local twist to it at the end of the program, too.
Because to break it down, I mean, there's the national movement to make changes, but then on a local level, it may not be the same for us here as it would be for some other.
Exactly.
And so you said Peace Health will be represented there too as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have an advocate there for the hospital.
Yes.
All right, cool. Will that be in all the sessions or is that just one of the sessions?
They'll be, the Peace Health rep will be in the first session. Was there, or is it second?
And I think in the third too. Yeah. I think there'll be at least one, different.
All the way through.
Different sections of Peace Health will be represented. One will be long-term care in particular in the third one, but.
So is this going to be where people will come and mainly bring questions, or will it also be a lot of information, a lot of education, and then also do the question and answer with that?
Well, the latter. It'll start out with in all cases we're going to basically have a panel, and if we have three or four speakers presenting their perception of what's going on and their belief of what these changes mean in terms of the people they affect. And while as Bill points, we're going to keep it somewhat focused on Florence, but the things that come out here would apply probably equally if you were in Junction City or Baker. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole idea is to provide some, as you suggested, it is very confusing, and we want to provide some specifics about the implications of all this.
And we will have, in the first session especially, representatives from national. Tudor DeFazio's office has a representative coming, Jay Bozovich coming for the county, and there's a representative from Ronnie Roblin's office. No, it's not. He was going to come, but it's now the
Healthy Directions Coalition? Is that the one? No?
No, it's a state organization that actually runs the healthcare in Oregon.
Okay.
So they'll have a representative.
The authority.
So what kind of tidbits can you give us a little bit of insight into what is happening with the legislation? I mean, kind of give us
I think we're, at least I am, as much confused as anybody. So I'm waiting for clarifications.
And it is very confusing because it's like they wanted to change everything, and then they didn't change everything, and then they changed little bits of things.
Well, that's why we're bringing these people in who know what they're talking about. At least we hope they do. Including, for example, in the second session, we'll have a consumer advocate to sort of, after hearing from the provider point of view in that session about implication on people who have to practice healthcare, then we got somebody who can talk about the implications on consumers, on users, on the people who need it, the patients. And so we need those kind of people who've made it their business, spent a lot of time in the last session of the legislature to
vetting it out.
Being on top
of it. We also have a representative of the group that's trying to form a single payer in Oregon, and he's going to make a presentation about the history of single payer movements in the state and bringing us up to date on where they stand and trying to reach a goal of having a bill on the 2020 election cycle.
So this sounds something that's very important for people. I mean, especially, I mean, I don't think myself unintelligent, but yet I think I'm uninformed a little bit about what's going on. So this is something really beneficial for the folks here.
We hope it surely turns out that to be that.
Yeah, one thing that may come out of this a little bit for some people, you saw the theme was sort of how health is healthcare and what have you, but we tend in this country to believe we have the greatest healthcare in the world. And certainly technologically, capability, that's probably correct.
Trained doctors, trained nurses.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do have.
People come from all over the world, if they can afford it, to get our healthcare. But healthcare capability and a healthcare system to take care of all the citizens of a country are two different things. And so, are we in a position of having great capacity, but does our legislation put us in a position where we don't really have as good a system as we should?
Poor delivery.
Right, yeah. People getting, lost in the cracks and everything because of that.
And the complexity of the procedures, the paperwork.
Yeah, the paperwork procedures. It's all the organizational part of it that's really kind of muddled out there. And I know some of the doctors even, they deal with that. They're like, this could be much simpler.
Yes.
Maybe if the legislation got out of it. I don't know.
Well, and some of those doctors, the ones that can afford to do so, will opt out of Medicare, won't treat Medicare patients, for example, simply because, there's one's the rate issue, but mostly it has to do with the fact there's so much paperwork.
Right, and it has to be done right. And you have to have two or three people in your office that are each skilled in a particular area of the healthcare so that they can do that, therefore and the costs just keep going up.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, now that I said that, there'll probably be a doctor show up who'll tell me I don't know what I'm talking about as far as Medicare. But that's okay because
I have heard that. It's nothing that hasn't been out there in the public before. If someone's going, we're going to opt out of this. And it's not that they want to do it. It's just financially burdensome for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So how do people get involved in this? Do they have to register for this? Is there a cost? Is there a fee?
There is no fee. And again, there's two ways to register, and they must register to make sure there's seating available. And there's two ways you can go online at lanecc.edu/CE, and you can register online, or you can just call them on the phone at 541-997-8444.
And I'm guessing that by the time the three sessions are done, people will have a much better handle on what they need to do to make sure that they're covered properly.
Well, we certainly hope so.
That's the plan.
That's what we're hoping to achieve, yes.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here today, and we appreciate it. And again, what are the dates of this?
May 4th, May the 11th, and the 18th.
And they are in room 103. All these sessions will be held in room 103, and they start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All of these days are on a Friday.
All right. lane.edu/CE for continuing education.
lanecc.edu/CE.
CE for continuing education. Okay, right. Good.
Number again, Bill? Was
541-997-8444.
All right. Well, thank you both again for being here. And this is a great thing. I'm glad you guys are doing this because I know one guy who really would like to get a handle on this.
Well, we'll see you there.
All right. Thank you so much.
David
Ripley and Bill Durst, everybody. And again, check out Lane Community College. You can go to their website there and look for continuing education. And then you can get registered for this class. It'll be a very informative class. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll be speaking with Bettina Hannigan about the 111th Rhododendron Festival right here on the May edition of Our Town.